Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, where it used to be called This Week in Pro Wrestling, but since Jimmy went to Florida, now we kind of like do a double shot of shows on Thursday, and then you have all those other shows going on. What are you thinking about the new shows there, Jimmy?
What do I think? The 30. I like the 30. Yeah, it's good. It's entertaining. I miss you as the narrator, but Bruce is doing an admirable job, you know.
Yeah,
pretty good.
What do you think?
Do you like it now that you're not doing it?
Did you get to catch True Crime yet?
True. Yeah, I caught a little bit of it. Is Benny the host of that, or is Joe? I'm confused. Can you help me out?
I can't. That's a question that only God knows.
Only God knows.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's what God Only Knows was about from the Beach Boys. I didn't realize that.
All right. Listen, so Jimmy and Jimmy and I
was
speaking on the phone as I'm on my way home from work, and Jimmy discovered a band that he was very unhappy with. Jimmy, what are your thoughts? Fill in the fans, the band that makes you ill.
I've now heard the most tone-deaf band in the history of bands, and if you like them, I apologize in advance, but they sound something like this. Let me go on like a blister in the sun. Let me go on. And the drums sound like lunch pails. I think the band is called the Violent Femmes, and apparently they're very successful. Well, that figures. Absolute garbage to the ears.
I actually like the way that you sing it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of close to how they sing it. I mean, you know, if I just worked on it a little bit, I'd be rich like them.
One second. Abe, can we turn him up a little bit? Mine went down a little. I don't know why. All right, so Jim, a couple of things. Missy Beefcake, along with Brutus, was supposed to be on tonight. Missy and I were talking yesterday, or speaking yesterday, and she was out at a Valentine's Day little luncheon with her main man, Brutai, and they were having sushi. She wrote me about 2 o'clock Eastern time today and said, I don't know what's going on, but I feel ill, and Brutai feels ill. And I said, all right, well, look, you know what? You don't want to have bad sushi, right? You don't want to have bad fish. You're going to have a problem. She goes, I really want to do the show. Give me a little bit. Let's see if it works. And then about, I left around 5:15 today. And in case everybody thinks that's a light schedule, I usually start at 4 in the morning. So she said she was still feeling ill. And I said, look, just get some rest. The Pharaoh's here. We'll be fine.
Well, now you know why I don't eat sushi. I was told today that I have the diet of a 1-year-old, and I was actually like, don't you think you're over-exaggerating? 6 months. 6-month-old.
What is your... What,
I won't touch...
What is your diet now?
What is my diet now? Well, Karen has tried to feed me normal food, but I'm just, you know, not normal. And did I ever tell you that story? My mother took me to the doctor when I was a little kid because I refused to eat. And the doctor told her, don't worry, no child ever starved themselves to death voluntarily. So basically, I made a go of trying to starve myself voluntarily, but it didn't work out in the end. I guess you do got to eat. My diet is, I got cultural today. I had a little Mexican. Are you proud of me?
I am proud of you. That, dude, there's so many changes that you have made in such a short time. I am highly impressed. I really am.
Thank you. Are you sure I've changed? Really? Have I?
Listen, and I'm saying this respectfully. Jimmy's my age, and Jimmy, you know, obviously, just like anybody else, there's things that do fall apart on your body after all the mileage, right? So, yeah. But Jimmy, at my age, or his age, looks very young. He's always kept himself in shape. He never really, like, he didn't look, you know, didn't get the dad bod, and he looked pretty good. But, and I'm saying this respectfully, since you've been in Florida, you've been eating well, and now you've put a little weight on. You look good, don't get me wrong, but you're a little bit different.
No, you're telling me I got fat? What are you trying to say to me?
No, I am not saying that one bit.
Well, wait a minute, I'm pleasantly plump? What are you getting at?
You seem to be pleasantly happy, and sometimes with happiness leads to eating food, which makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And you put on a little weight.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and it's nice out here. You guys got the snow, huh? Ugh. No, thank you. I mean, the weather's nice. When people complain out here that it's cold, you'd laugh, man. It's balmy when they say it's cold. So, you know, we're conditioned for New York weather. This has been, as you would say, easy peasy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's for sure. Couple of things we're working on for the show. The big event is right around the corner. If everybody remembers last fall, right after Jimmy left, we had the big event here, and you know, we bring in a lot of the wrestlers from the big event, usually successful. We won't speak about last October, whatever, November, whatever it was. But anyway, they're around again in March. I'm putting together a schedule, the logistical part that's a little difficult, but I will get it figured out, is getting Jimmy in the interview while someone's on the couch. So Abe and I are working that out so we could get that done.
Okay.
But so everybody understands, I'll give you some names we're working on, and I'd love for people to weigh in who they would like to see in studio. But I'm working on Jerry the King Lawler.
Cool. Nice.
Chuck Palumbo.
Nice. Okay. Cool.
I've been offered Perry Saturn and Dean Malenko. I really kind of want to pass on that, though, Jim, be honest with you.
Why?
Because
we should talk about the soft air. I don't want to talk about the sunny air. What do you mean?
Well, I got, like, Nydia might be available. And I was telling somebody yesterday, just for the facts that I'm crazy about Nydia, would be worth it. You know, whether anybody else cares about it or not, I don't care. You know what I mean?
Nydia over Malenko? What a Monty move.
I actually tried to get Rosa Mendez back in studio, but there seems to be a travel problem there. But you know, I will find it very interesting when I'll be live at the big event when it comes with the table. And before the show that you and I will be on later on that night, hopefully. Again, we'll get everything fixed, but I'm sure it'll be fun seeing some of the people who have been in studio for sure.
That's going to be fantastic, especially if you can get all those people.
Well, Jerry Lawler.
And I'm sure that
would he be huge.
There's nowhere else to go but up after the last big event, right, Mikey?
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, please. You know what? I try never to make mistakes. I'm very methodical in everything I do.
Right, right.
And since I've been doing this, this has been the that was probably the worst thing I ever did in my life. But anyway, so Jimmy and I lost a friend from high school last weekend. Jimmy, do you remember the guy's name?
Yeah, Robert Engel. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So
go ahead, Jimmy. Very sad.
Sorry.
Just very sad when you texted me that morning to let me know about that. You know, we've lost a lot of people from our grade, and for those who don't know, we came from a pretty small school, and the percentage of people that are dropping off is at an alarmingly high rate from our particular school. It's but this one really stung. Some of them, it's never good when anybody passes away, so you feel, you know, some level of sorrow or regret for them, especially considering you went to school with them. But this one really stung to me, and it's not from the memories of high school, oddly enough, with Robert Engel. I used to walk past his house. We never talked much in high school, but I used to walk past his house, and around the high school time, I would hear these amazing riffs, guitar riffs, coming out of his window, because his house was on the way to one of my friends. And I would listen. I go, man, that guy's pretty good. What the heck? Because I would hear, like, you know, George Lynch riffs from Dokken or some Ozzy licks with Randy. And I'm going, wow. You know, some people just mess around, but this guy was actually playing them with precision. I'm like, wow, this guy's pretty good. I never thought to stop and knock on the door or anything, but fate intervened anyway. Like, years later, when I was in War Dance, which was a really great time period for me, we're talking about the mid-90s or so, there was a double bill, and out comes opening. There's Rob in his own band, and I'm going, wait a minute, that's Robert Engel. Oh, my Lord. And oddly enough, and most bands don't do this, but he did stick around to watch us when we came on after, and after the performance, we got to talk, and we were friendly, like a nod of acknowledgement in the school hallways back in the day, but we had never really talked. Just the admiration for his band and vice versa was just, it was really cool. And then he started popping in from time to time at the book, comic book was running back in the day. So, yeah, this one stung. He was a good soul. I'd never heard a bad word about him. And he was, unfortunately, I think he was on a motorcycle about 4 years ago when he was hit by a drunk driver. And he spent the last 4 years of his life in great physical difficulty. So I'm very sorry he's gone. And yes, Mike, that one kind of stunk.
I didn't realize how, like, he moved you on a musical basis, at least at the bare minimum. So, you know, rest in peace. But considering, and we'll get into the Vince McMahon thing, but people don't know this, but Jimmy and I, we went to a fairly small school, but one of the members of that school was Ashley Massaro. Now, I didn't know Ashley Massaro. I think, Jimmy, you said you heard of her or you had some friends that knew her.
Yeah, she was younger than us.
Right.
Yeah.
But the point of the conversation is that there's a teacher out there that his name's Rick Friend, who I always held in very, very high regard. And I was trying to fish around because they, you know, in the news, they're really pushing this agenda where, you know, especially with Laurinaitis and McMahon, that she was raped in Saudi and no one did anything about it. And again, if that was truly what happened, it's not very good. But the point is, I didn't know Ashley, and Rick did, and I was asking Rick about it. And then we started talking about other stuff, and basically the conversation kind of wielded towards, again, and we're going to get into this, but like I always tell people when I'm like sitting in a deli or waiting for a sandwich and someone comes in, someone will go, Monty, what's up? And I'll be like, I have no idea who this person is. And then I'm thinking to myself, how do they even recognize me?
So, right.
I wanted to play a little game with you, Jimmy, if you don't mind.
What?
And I want to see what talents you have. But we'll open. But just so we could be fair, that people don't think we're picking on people.
What?
I'm going to show a picture of young Monty. And you tell me if you... I know you know me, but there's young Monty, right?
Yo, handsome, by the way, handsome devil, you. That's the Mike I met. That's the Mike I remember. Go on.
Well, now you get that. I'm trying to be kind to myself, but now I'm going to give you old Monty. Would you recognize me if seeing me at a deli?
No, I wouldn't. Absolutely not. That there, you have definitely changed. I mean, the second I start speaking with you in person, I'm like, of course it's you. But no, don't you think you look totally different?
I do, and let's not forget, that was when I was still in my like late 30s. I don't even want to show a picture of me now, right? So you could see me, you could see the me now. How you can identify that kid with what beast you're looking at right now, I have no idea. But to be fair to myself, now I want to show old Jimmy.
Oh, God, don't. No. That's not old
Look
Jimmy.
At, there's old Jimmy. There's some old
That's
Jimmy
like
right
20
there.
Years ago.
No, there's another picture. Abe put him on wrong, but it's okay.
Oh, way to go there, Abe.
There's old Jimmy.
There you go.
Jimmy, I got to tell you, those are some Dan sideburns there, buddy.
Thank you. The mutton chops were going. I don't know. Do I look like Dan from Dan and Betty with the chops or what?
But I would tell you, Jimmy, looking at you now, looking that picture, I recognize you.
Okay. Well, that's I think that's a good thing. I don't know. Is that a good thing?
Let me ask you a question. Isn't having such long hair an albatross?
An albatross?
Yes.
Like
it's a
the
lot
Rod
of work.
The Ancient Mariner, the albatross was cursed because they threw the bird off?
No.
What are you
no.
talking about?
Like, it's a lot of work maintaining that mane.
Believe it or not, it's really not. Once it gets to a certain length, it's pretty simple. I mean, I just brush it back and hope for the best. That's pretty much it, you know? Throw the cap on and it's all under control, at least on the outside.
All right, Jimmy. So we were fair. We showed old Monty, new Monty, old Pharaoh, new Pharaoh, or new Pharaoh, old Pharaoh, however you want it. So
and Pharaoh in the middle. Yeah.
We've created a game. The name of the game is Who the Fuck Is That? Are you ready? I want you to take your time. I'm going to show you an old picture, Jimmy. Jimmy, you frozen?
I think he's frozen.
Oh, shit. Damn it, Jimmy.
He'll come right back.
All right, once he gets right back. So, guys, we're going to play Who the Fuck Is That when Jimmy...
Who the Fuck Is
there
That?
There is. Okay, you're back.
Wow, that sounds like a family game show. Go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to show you an old picture, and you're going to tell me who the fuck is that. And if you're right, we're going to give you a point. If you're wrong, you're out. Take your time. The first picture of Who the Fuck Is That? Is Jimmy frozen again? God damn it.
I think he is frozen, yeah.
What the fuck?
Oy.
Ugh.
I'll throw the picture right back up when he comes back.
All right, okay. So everybody at home, you could see the picture. You could start throwing your guesses in there on who the fuck is that when Jimmy decides to return. I cannot believe that he freezes at the start of Who the Fuck Is That. There he is. He's back. Jimmy!
What?
Come on! You're back! Where did you go? There you are.
I have no idea. Everything is choppy. I don't know what's going on here. Do I look like the technical guy to you?
Now you're back. Okay. You ready to play Who the Fuck Is That?
if the computer is, I am.
All right, here we go. Who the fuck is that?
Who the?
You gotta say who the fuck is that?
What the? I'm gonna have to. You know what? I'm gonna have to break character. I gotta put my glasses on.
All right, go ahead. That's fine.
What is that? Somebody that played for Tennessee? Tennis? Who the hell? Oh God, I don't know. I have no idea who is that.
All right,
that?
The answer is Jimmy, Kevin Nash.
Get out of here!
Oh yeah,
that's crazy.
How wow. crazy is that?
See what steroids does to you? What the hell?
All right, you ready for round? You ready for round two? Who the fuck is that?
Yeah. Who the fuck is that? Let's go.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Abe. Before you throw a picture, I think you got the wrong picture up. Hold on, Abe has got the wrong picture up. Hold on, he's going to get that together now. Before you put it up, nope, but that's the wrong one. You got to put the old picture up first. Nope. There you go.
Abe,
thank
you're
you.
Like this.
Are you ready?
You're like this laptop tonight, Abe. Yeah, go ahead.
Here you go, Jimmy. Who the fuck is that?
Oh, I know who that is. That's the lady from Walmart that was holding up the line because she had six carts.
No.
Who the fuck is that? I don't know who the fuck that is. Who the fuck is that?
You're going to be shocked to know. Who the fuck is that?
All right, go ahead.
Bridget Fonda.
You're a liar.
I swear to God. I swear
no, it's not.
God.
Stop.
Yes, it.
It
is.
I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that for 1 second.
I am telling you, that is Bridget Fonda.
You're out of your bird. Get out of here.
I'm telling you. This is 100% correct. Okay, next up on Who the Fuck Is That?
Right.
Jimmy, are you ready?
You say so. What the hell? What are you doing to me? I don't even... Oh, my God. I know who that is. That's Bruce Lee, right?
No.
Who the fuck is that?
Okay, well, you asked. We're going to tell you. It is Shelley Duvall.
These are lies. There is not. That's not possible. Well, no. No, I'm not buying it. I'm not. You're not going to get me on this one.
Nope. I am telling you that is Shelley Duvall.
Wow. Who knew that she'd get worse looking as she got older?
All right, dude. You ready for the next round? Or who the fuck is that? Ready, Jimmy?
Oh, God. I should say yes. Go ahead. Okay. Let me see. Let me think. Is that Usher?
You're close.
Who the fuck is that?
Well, you asked. We're going to show you. It's Little Kim.
I hate to see what Big Kim looks like.
All right.
Oh,
this
God.
One you're going to get. This one you're going to get.
Yeah,
ready?
Go ahead.
Who
I doubt it.
That?
At this rate, I doubt it. I doubt it, but go ahead.
All right. No, I think it's the other one, isn't it, Abe? Uh-oh, that's a problem. Well, okay. Go ahead and show it anyway. Well, let's skip this one. Let's skip this one. Let's go to the next one. There you go.
What the hell? Going on over there?
All right, who the fuck is that,
okay.
Jimmy?
This one, I feel like I should know who this is.
Yeah, you should know who this is.
I feel like I should know who this is. Is this like a childhood star or something
yes.
like that?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It is. Oh, my God, that couldn't by any chance be Laura Ingalls.
No. Get out of here.
Is that Suzanne Summers? Joyce DeWitt. Joyce DeWitt. It's Janet with really long hair, died. Dana Plate? No, not her. Don't go there, Jimmy. Who the fuck is that?
Well, you asked. Here we go. Daryl Hannah.
Oh, wow. She made a big splash in Hollywood, huh?
Yeah, she did.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Next up, brother. On who the fuck is that?
This game is fucked up. Oh, boy.
I can't believe you're not getting this one, bro. Oh, my God.
That's the one that fought Rocky. That's the one that fought Rocky in Rocky IV, right?
No, that is not the Russian.
It's not. It's what?
It is not that. It's not Bridget Nielsen. No, it is not.
Is it Anna Kournikova after a weekend of crack?
That might be. That's pretty close.
What? It is? Well, I hate to do this, but I have to ask you one more time. Who the fuck be that?
Well, Jimmy asked. Let's tell him. Pamela Anderson.
No way. You know, I might have recognized her if there was a horse schlong next to her.
All right, pal. You ready for the next one on who the fuck is that?
I don't know. In retrospect, I'm not sure I was ready for this show, but go ahead. What do you got?
Here you go, buddy.
Wow. Marilyn Manson. Alice Cooper. All right, I'm going to go for broke. Ace Frehley?
Close.
I'm close.
Jimmy,
I'm
you're
close.
Making me laugh so hard. It's actually warm in the studio right now. Think about that.
Wow. You mean the room went all the way up to 32 degrees Fahrenheit? Very nice. All right. Let me see. One more guess. One more poke out. Don Rickles!
Wow.
Damn it. I'm wrong again. I give up. Who the fuck is that?
He asked. Who the fuck is that? It's Janice Dickerson, the world's first supermodel.
The world's first supermodel?
Yep.
What years was she the first supermodel? Because I think we got a bone of historical contention here, but okay.
I think early 70s.
Oh. All right, I guess. I don't know. Now I'd have to look up all that research. I don't have the time or the care.
This one you got to get. Are you ready? On who the fuck is that?
I gotta get this one? Yeah, go ahead.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh, I know who that is. That's that guy who won't stop calling you!
You're correct. It's Greg the Hammer Valentine. Happy Greg the Hammer Valentine Day. How did you celebrate your Greg the Hammer Valentine Day, Jimmy?
I worked. And then I came home and I got to see the lovely, lovely lady, and it was good. That's pretty much it.
Very nice.
How was yours? What did you do?
I came home, went to sleep.
After working?
Went to sleep.
You went to sleep.
And that is all. That is
it. Nice.
That is my life.
Okay.
Wait a minute. All right, the last one on who the fuck is that? Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Huh. Wow, Goldberg looks awful. Oh, my God. Am I close with the Goldberg reference?
You're close, yeah. You're in the same genre.
Hmm. Wow. You know what? I'm just going to throw in the towel because if I get this wrong, I'll probably be annoyed at myself. Who the fuck is that?
It's Polish Power, Ivan Putski.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Well, Jimmy, I want to thank you for playing Who the Fuck Is That? You did a great job.
I tried.
Dude, that's a very tough game. It's like guessing Monty when you're in a deli. It's the same thing.
Yeah, well, I can't believe somebody was like, hey, Monty, what's going on? You haven't changed
the bet. It's just not one time, Jimmy. It's every time. It's every time.
Wow.
And I'm so what do you know me. I don't know anyone's names. I'm like, hey, how you doing?
What do you think it is that gives you away? I mean.
I don't know.
What is it that's giving you away? It can't be the beard. You didn't have one back then.
Mr. Friend said he would recognize me anytime. And I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. You notice I still call him Mr. Friend, Jimmy? How weird is that?
Right. Well, I never knew Mr. Friend, but what I heard about Mr. Friend He sounds like the Derek Jeter of teachers. He sounded like someone every kid loved, and he loved them back and actually paid attention to where they were at as kids. And I actually regret never getting to know Mr. Friend. He might have kept me in that damn prison for a little bit longer.
Well, you know, it's funny that you use the word prison because in reality of it, you know, I'll say it right here. Those were the most overprivileged teachers that, you know, as I got older, I realized how overprivileged they were. I mean, they were managing a school, not a grade, of 280 people. And you'd think it was the toughest job ever. And like you said, Rick Friend at least took, like, engaged with the children there, unlike the 98% of those overprivileged teachers that we grew up with. I remember when I first got back from the Army, they were striking. Do you remember that, Jimmy? They were striking.
Yeah.
I said, you guys have the balls to strike, considering the lack of work that you put in every 3 months or whatever the fuck you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time a teacher actually had the nerve to strike me, and I was told by the bastard that runs the school, well, maybe he had a bad day. And when I see people whining on the internet today about how they've been, you know, offended about something, I laugh. I'm like, what are you talking about? I should own that fucking school after that.
You know
Give me a break.
I got to tell you what, if that would happen to you in today's day and age, you wouldn't have to work another day in your life.
No, not at all. But at least I have this much to remember by it. That little scaredy cat ran and locked himself in the teacher's lounge because he knew he was about to receive payback. You know, awful human being.
Well, I told you, and we won't mention his name, right, because it's not positive. But I told you, you know, everybody knows I've had a couple heart surgeries when I was at the cardiac center. He was there. It was funny because you were just telling me that story you just told. And his name got called out, and I looked, and he was feeble. Mm-hmm. He was feeble, and I'm like, wow, God works in mysterious ways. I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, there you go.
Yeah, he was not a good human being, and what's worse off is he was in charge of children. And you know something? It's funny. When you're 16, 15, 16, 17, you know, you're pretty self-empowered, filled with energy and confidence and optimism because you got all that time and front of you, but they didn't realize just, you know, really not that mature.
Yeah, that's for sure. As Jimmy lost into that connection, he'll be back. But in the meantime, I'd like to thank the band that sings a theme song for Monty the Pharaoh and Jimmy Pharaoh, along with his partner Bart Griggs. Make up the band Wisteria Hall. Wisteria Hall sings such great songs as In My Dreams, This Life, Not Far Behind, Here Comes the Rain. You can find their music on the on Reverb Nation, Spotify, Apple Music. Go to their YouTube channel, hit like and subscribe. If you didn't know it, you are watching Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, Monty Nefaro. Catch Monty Nefaro on the Monty Nefaro YouTube page, Monty Nefaro Facebook Live page. Hear us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Anchor, and Twitch TV. If you're lucky enough to live in New York, catch us on Channel 115 every Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 11:30 a.m. and Channel 20 on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. I will not mention that network. Please don't put that screen up, as we are in litigation with them as we speak. Jimmy, is that correct? And Jimmy's freezing. We'll be right back where Jimmy and I will discuss numerous comments and numerous issues that are going on, one being Vince McMahon, the other being Billy Jack Haynes. And I'm very interested because me and Jimmy really haven't had a chance to sit one-on-one and actually go back and forth and have a discussion on our feelings. So we'll be right back after this message. Sir?
Ah.
Manscaped?
Uh-huh.
You know, have you tried the new equipment that's been sent?
I'm afraid because it says weed whacker. I'm scared.
Maven, Manscaped. What are you thinking about Manscaped, dude?
Love it.
What do you use it for?
Necessity. What don't I use it for? Put it this way. The only hair I have on my entire body is these eyebrows.
Yeah.
That you see. These caterpillars racing to the middle of my nose. That's it.
That is it.
That's all I have. And that's all I want.
That's the
Manscaped is a must.
We were talking before the show, there's nothing worse than just hair.
Yeah.
Right? Hair on a woman, hair on a man, it's just bad.
Absolutely. And it's the one thing that the older I get, it starts growing more in unwanted areas.
Absolutely.
I hate it.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Just going to go out there.
Oh, boy.
Go for it.
You're doing a deed.
Yes.
Again, I don't want you to have to admit this because we, as men, we try not to admit this. But if you're going to go do a deed on a woman,
I know
would you rather have her be hairless or a little hair, racing stripe, or
racing stripe.
Full retro bush?
Racing stripe.
Retro bush is out.
Yes, thank you.
Retro bush is out.
Yeah.
I don't mind a small, well-manicured landing strip. Every now and then, if it's completely, and I'm talking like baby's ass bald, then I start, where is that pedophilia line that I don't want to wander into that.
That's very interesting. Like that. I never thought about that. You're a smart dude. Holy shit.
So if the landing strip is clean enough for the plane to go in smoothly, you're cool with that.
If the landing strip is... like I said, well manicured.
Yeah,
you can see both sides. It's not
like blinking lights on both sides of that. Landing?
I don't want you know, I don't want the shrubbery going off into unwanted areas on that.
Gotcha.
As well.
Yeah, oh, look what you found. Ooh.
I gotta be all honest though. Hey, the older I get though, I don't think I can be as
I found it.
Have you ever gone down there and like just like you, she slowly brings down the underwear then?
What is
retro.
Absolutely.
You're like, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah,
like,
I'm 46,
like it pops out?
Do you like walk out or what do you do?
No, I muster through. I muster up the courage to get
through. He's a trooper.
Yeah.
He's a trooper. Gotta give him an ace.
Wow. Not all heroes wear capes.
Yeah, I, there you no, go. I hear you.
There you
listen,
go.
I couldn't say it. Well, if you have the same beliefs as Maven, does Manscaped could help you?
Absolutely.
The weed whacker.
Absolutely.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that I may have to, like, you know, go in a room, close the door, and hang out with the weed whacker for a little while.
Yeah, I think you're a retro guy, aren't you?
I like 70s adult films, if that's what you're getting at.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
well, with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with this wrestling icon, Maven.
We will see you in a dropkick second.
Dropkick.
The Monty and the Pharaoh Show is brought to you by...
Because wine is your second favorite four-letter word. California wine, New York attitude, good fucking wine. Yeah. All right, welcome back to Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, Monty DeFaro. Jimmy, how you doing, bud?
Yeah.
All right. Former professional wrestler Billy Jack Haynes arrested in connection with wife's death. A former professional wrestler was arrested in connection with his wife's murder. Police in Portland, Oregon say William Haynes, 70, didn't really know his name was William Haynes until recently, who wrestled in the World Wrestling Federation under the name Billy Jack Haynes in the 1980s, was taken into custody at a hospital with charges to be released once he's booked into jail, police say. On Thursday, police responded to a report of a shooting inside a home in Portland. The city police department says Jeanette Beecraft, 85, Haynes' wife, was identified as the victim. Jimmy, were you shocked to hear this?
I'm more shocked that you didn't have any live video footage. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Do you really consider that a full report? What is wrong with you? Did I consider it shocking? Of course I considered it shocking. You know, Mike, how many did we have Billy twice or just once?
Twice.
I'm trying to remember.
We had him
twice.
We did
have him twice.
Early on.
Right.
Early on.
Right. Right. Now it's coming back to me too. Yes. Yes. You know, when you meet somebody, of course you can't say you really know them when you've only met them a couple of times. But, Mike, I think it's fair to say my impression of Billy Jack was he was lovable. He was kooky, but, I mean, he knew he was kooky. I thought he was quite lovable. What blew my mind, I don't know if I ever told you this. I might have. If I have, forgive me. But the second time he came, he brought me and orange juice, and it was not, it was a certain, you know, brand, and he was like, I remembered you said you liked this orange juice, and he brought me orange juice to drink, because, you know, in those days at that old studio, we didn't even have toilet paper or water. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So I was actually, I was actually like surprised. I was like, wow, that was really nice that he would remember something like, you know, trivial like that. I was like, wow. When I heard about this, I was shocked. I was like, well, that completely sucks. I mean, what do you think made him do it? We're hearing so many different theories. I mean, do we really know things were bad at home? What do we know? I don't know what was going on over there. I mean, she was considerably older than him, and perhaps she was becoming, you know, filled with dementia. I know that Billy himself wasn't exactly even Steven. So I can't say that I know for sure what happened here. I guess we're just going to have to wait and find out. But I got to tell you, my gut read is that Billy's not going to wind up in jail. I think Billy's going to wind up in a psychiatric center.
Well,
I really do.
Jimmy, you know when Billy first came on, right? It was early on when we were doing this thing, and Billy would tell some way out there stories, right? Remember, we used to sit there and we just like let him go. Say what you want, Billy. It doesn't matter, right? And
of course.
You know, like you said, Billy was pretty considerate. I remember, you know, I used to speak to him early on a lot. He would call me on the phone. And then, as everyone knows, Billy, after the whole Hannibal debacle, right? So if anyone doesn't know, and, you know, I'll make it clear here. So Jimmy and I, Monty Nefaro, had a channel previously that was shut down by YouTube, due to political agenda, whatever else that we were accused of. And when we restarted back on the old channel, we had an agreement with quite a few other podcasters that they could use our stuff, we would use their stuff, and we'd promote each other, mm-hmm. one of them being Hannibal. So back right. then, Hannibal, from what I understand, is Billy Jack came up with this idea where he would get in this fight with Hannibal. So we were promoting it, right? But, you know, most recently Hannibal reported our channel for using his video with Wild Bill Irwin. So we received our first strike on the new channel. So I had to take off all of Hannibal's videos, right? Because, you know, gamesmanship around here, right? But anyway.
Well, that's some, if I can real quick, that's some petty shit.
Oh yeah, well,
that's,
I mean,
that's kind of petty.
It's the way it works, right? But
yeah,
Billy disappeared after the Hannibal thing never came, and no one knew where the guy was. And we get a lot of requests, Jimmy. Can you get this guy on? Can you get this guy on? We'd like to see you guys interview this guy. The one guy that everybody kept asking about was, when are you going to bring Billy Jack on? And to be honest with you, no one even knew if the guy was alive anymore.
Right.
Well, right. Out of nowhere, a fan had sent me Billy's number, and I called him. I texted him. I said, hey, Billy, I don't know if you remember, you Monty Nefaro, whatever. And he wrote back right away, and he said, are you kidding me? It's the best show I've ever been on. And I go, we'd love to have you back on. And at that point, Jimmy, he told me that his wife was ill, and once things got settled with his wife, he would come on the show. I'm not trying to proclaim that him killing his wife was settling things with his wife. I kind of agree with you, Jimmy. I do understand that the wife had really severe dementia. And let's be honest, years ago when Billy was on, I don't think Billy was all there either. Would you agree with that?
Right. No, I completely agree with it. Billy, and you know what's funny? I don't know what this says about society, but people found Billy's craziness very engaging. People wanted to hear Billy Jack talk. And you know something? Who knows how much of it he was playing? Apparently, he wasn't playing that much of it. But people love to see that wacky Billy Jack Haynes talk crazy stuff. And I do think what's going to probably happen, you know, he's been in the hospital, right? So that's what I've heard, at least. He's been in the hospital. I think he's being evaluated psychiatrically, and I think it's going to be a pretty simple case of he's gone. He's shot. And he'll probably wind up in a psychiatric center. I know there's still a few left in this country. So
would I be out of line to say to you, Jimmy, that I had the feeling that the wife was so far gone, and Billy obviously had some issues too, that it was a mercy killing?
That's something that we can only speculate about. I honestly have no idea. I don't even want to touch it. But you know me, Mike. Am I going to touch something like that? I have no clue what the dynamic was between the two of them. Could I see it? Could I see Billy Jack?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Could you see that being the case?
Could I see Billy Jack all sad and like looking at her and she's so far gone and he's going too, and it's possible. It's not out of the realm of possibility, but either way, the ending is bad, and somebody who we liked has committed a terrible crime, and life will never be the same, obviously, for him, and it's sad.
What was the craziest Billy Jack story that you remember that he told?
There's so many, but I'll put it this way. Vince McMahon is my dad, possibly.
That was a good one.
That one just rocked my world and still does. I'm like, wow, how does he even think that? But then he was giving specifics and time period and all this other stuff. And speaking of specifics and time period, what about the whole Bill Clinton story? You know, with the kids by the train tracks and stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. And you can hear those stories on our channel, by the way. Here was one of my that I thought was – and you're right. The one thing about Billy, he's always had specific times, dates. Yeah. And you're like, could this be true?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's funny, though? The one thing we always seem to take at face value, I was the number one cocaine runner during those days. Yeah, I'll believe that.
That one we believe. Yeah, that's right. How about this
about
one?
It.
Do you remember this one? That Vince McMahon had that special drug that he'd put on his hand, and if he touched you, you would have a heart attack 24 hours later. And he did that to the Ultimate Warrior and Randy Savage.
Right.
Do you remember that one?
Right. You know what? After further review, maybe I shouldn't have drank that orange juice.
Oh, my God. That's good stuff, man. All right. Let's get serious.
Yeah. Okay.
You're on the spot now, bro. I'm sorry.
Wait. Why so serious?
we're about to get serious.
Go ahead.
Longtime WWE employees almost surely expect Vince McMahon to face charges following sex trafficking. Jimmy?
He had an accidental bowel movement. Sex trafficking? Really? Mike, come on, man. What sex trafficking? You know what? Can I give credit to, I don't remember the name, but I remember somebody wrote on one of our pages, this was a prostitution deal that went too far.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a very interesting take.
But one thing you did say that I find interesting, and I'm serious about this. Do you think being a man his age, that could have been an accident that happened on her head? And I mean, I'm being serious.
Well, I'm being serious too. And until I see a stool sample presented in court, I don't believe one effing word of that one, but that's me. I want to see proof. And this is not defending Vince McMahon either. I'm defending the system that we've stood by as a country for how long now? I want to see proof. Give me some proof. I want details, and I want to present it in a court of law. I don't give a crap about what's been posted on the internet or what you've read. I want to see how it plays out in a court of law. Okay? You know, because all of this seemed to be okay when the first $1 million was given. All right? I have a problem with that. And I'm sorry if some of you, you know, can't understand that I want due process. That doesn't make me all the names that we've been called since we've started to have the nerve to defend the system. Well, Mike has had even more of a nerve to defend the man. Okay? If you don't like it, too bad. This is America. Mike served this country for the rights to be preserved and protected. Okay? If you got a problem with that, then you are not doing this country any service. And the concrete foundation that we stand on as Americans, you don't even recognize it under your own damn feet. Go ahead, Mike.
Jimmy.
I'm getting annoyed.
Well said.
I'm getting annoyed.
Here's a question for you. Does this change your mind a little bit? So, again, we have so many great family members and fans that, you know, again, not knocking on certain people, but Joe Whatoday, who's on our channel, you know, I think on the last show on Friday in Wrestling Remembered, they were doing a show on Vince McMahon. He brought up the one unknown picture of, you know, Miss Grant, which has been all over the internet for 2 weeks. He thought he found something special, but he didn't. But what we did is a fan sent us something special. So, okay. Number one, Janelle Grant, right, actually was an actress in a movie. She has a movie credit. Okay?
Okay.
She also has published a book on poetry. And can I give you the name of one of the titles of a poem, which is on page 13? And you can no longer buy her poetry on Amazon, by the way, but it was on Amazon at some point.
All right.
Can I read this to you?
Yeah, please.
Oral Fixation.
That's a poem?
That is a poem.
Can you read the poem? I want to hear the poem.
I'd have to pull it up, bro, but, you know.
Wait a minute. It goes something like this. Holy shit, I'm out of luck. All I do is suck, suck, suck. What do you think?
But
what do you think?
Being that, hold me if I'm wrong here. Does that kind of change a little bit? Because you know how people are when they want to be actresses or actors or poets. Mm-hmm. But they didn't know it.
Right.
Obviously, when you get into that field, you're looking for some sort of fame and recognition. Is that fair to say?
Right. I think it's even more fair to say that when a 38, 39, 40-year-old gazes upon a 75-year-old or so billionaire, they see dollar signs. What do you think, that was really built out of, wow, he's a great guy, I think I'll let him, you know, do this, that, and the other thing, and then he can give me $1 million and I'll get mad because I want more? Get the hell out of here.
Riddle me this, Batman.
Riddle? Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Vince McMahon is the guilty party in this relationship, but back in the 90s, before the internet, there was another lady by the name of Anna Nicole Smith, who hooked up with a much older billionaire.
Right.
But in that court of judgment, Anna Nicole Smith was the guilty party. Why such role reversal, Jimmy?
Well, you're really going to have me get into all of this?
Yes,
I am. Well, we've gone soft, and I don't want to get too deep, but I can almost draw it to 9/11. We were all patriotic and all together for a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden, little chips in the and by the way, that's what terrorism wants, by the way. You're feeding right into it when you all fight with each other and take your eye off the road, you know? But basically, we've all gone soft, and, you know, it's no longer about it. It even comes down to the presidency. You're not elected for the issues. You're elected as to whether I like you or not. With the presidency, the role of the president of the United States is decided on whether we like you or not, not the issues. So basically, you have the Vince haters who've been waiting forever in their little basements with their TV dinner, have been waiting forever in their, you know, run-down apartment with their bought and paid for by mail order wife, and you've got just, you know, they just can't wait. They couldn't wait for this, you know, whether it's a Vince McMahon or a Donald Trump or whoever is the, you know, the current flavor of the day that's hated. The haters have the loudest, most obnoxious voices. Isn't that ironic coming from the Pharaoh? Yeah, how do you feel now, haters? You're really annoyed that I said that, right? Good. good.
Jimmy, Jake Roberts had to say, it's very disgusting, Roberts said on his podcast, Snake Pit. But it doesn't surprise me, and that bothers me. For me to be able to say that doesn't surprise me leaves me thinking, man, this is pretty disgusting shit you're looking at here. It doesn't surprise me. I believe the man is obviously partially insane. He's drunk with power. Jimmy?
Well, I find it ironic because here's a fact, okay? The very same people who hate Vince McMahon are reading that comment from Jake the Snake Roberts and immediately marking out all over the place and going, that's right, because that came from the great Jake the Snake Roberts. Oh, you mean the one that was trashed all the time? The one who basically, like, stole the consumer's money when he would show up at a pay-per-view in his later days? The one who comes from such a tragically distorted and messed up past? Okay? Are you serious? This is who you're going to be, like, you know, marking out for? Yeah, Jake told them, because Jake's a great professional wrestler. Do you hear yourselves? Because I know you're out there. I know you exist. Okay? I don't have to travel to another state or go around the world to know how people think, especially the loudest, most annoying ones, which are the ones that just sit at their keyboard and self-empower their own delusions. Okay? Jake Roberts, hey, much respect to your wrestling career. However, shut the fuck up.
How about this one? Matt Riddle had to say.
Mm-hmm.
When asked about Vince McMahon, he acknowledged allegations and noticed he wasn't surprised. Thoughts?
Well, why should he be surprised? I'm sure he's allegedly probably pooped on a few girls, right? We know how wholesome Harry is over there because he's another wholesome guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very wholesome. Yeah. Wholesome.
I love the fact that these guys who performed a beautiful sport called professional wrestling were given the best cars, the best steaks, the best houses to live in, and the best bank accounts. And the man who gave it to them, they quickly jammed their foot up his ass. Boy, loyalty, thy name is not. And it's not even about loyalty. It's about who are you when you start to throw out shit like that? That's the main point, okay? Who are you, all right? Between Jake Roberts and Matt Riddle. Now, if you had told me, perhaps maybe Bob Backlund would have something to say about it. Okay. If you had told me somebody else along the lines that didn't have any kind of terrible, look, we all have faults, I get it. No one's perfect. But could it come from a little bit more reliable, credible source than Jake Roberts and Matt Riddle? No disrespect, or maybe, yeah, why not? Disrespect, okay? Because you're taking a crap on the man who gave you all the luxuries in life most of us will only be able to dream about, and you don't even know the facts because process has not been played out, and I'm sure you're still going to eat a steak tonight. I'm sure you are.
Well done. Hold on one second. Abe, were you able to find that video?
Couldn't get the clip from the video, but I have a screenshot of the video.
Oh, wait a minute. I want to see if I could pull that video.
I was looking for the timestamp. I couldn't find it, but I can pull it up if we...
Wait,
if
could
we
you go to my Facebook page on Monty and the Pharaoh? It should be the first video up there.
Sure. I'll do that right now.
All right, so while Abe is doing that, I want to start with this. We have wonderful players on the Monty and the Pharaoh channel. One is What a Day Joe. So Joe interviewed Francine and actually speaks to Francine about a Vince McMahon situation. So I'm going to attempt to play this video, Jimmy. Now, of course, if Joe reports us and gets us a strike, we're going to kill him. So I'm going to take this, since Joe sent me the video, that he's giving us permission to play it, and I've got written permission. So, Joe, either speak up or forget, or keep your mouth shut. Are you able to find it?
Is it on the Monty and the Pharaoh Facebook? Or
yeah,
is it
Monty
on...
and the Pharaoh Facebook.
All right. I'm still looking right now.
It should be the first video up there, I think.
And, Abe, you could pull it up just as long as you don't pull them down.
Who's the one from Joe's?
It's, it is, go a couple of pages down. Guys, just bear with me. It is, where the hell is it?
You're not prepared for class!
You know what? Can you go to Joe What-A-Day's page?
Sure.
It should be on there. Because we all know Joe's a glutton for for fame.
What? Oh, my God. He's got great hair, man. Leave
he does have
alone.
Great hair. I gotta give Joe a lot of credit. We could keep this going just waiting for this video. He's got good hair. For a guy that has... Listen, Joe is a good-looking guy. He is a good-looking guy.
I don't look at guys like that. He's good looking.
Yeah,
okay,
he's got a nice looking girlfriend. She's nice looking.
What a day! Yeah. There you go.
Why wouldn't you say what a day?
Oh, I think I found it.
All right, he's got it.
1 second.
So, I'm assuming you're giving us permission. Please put it on the chat that you give us permission. Hold on.
You're gonna get a big NO.
But Abe, no. I need you to stay on this video after you play it once because I want to show you something because I got to talk to Jimmy about this because this is just utterly ridiculous.
Oh my God! All right, what are you getting us into here? What are you doing?
All right, here we go. Watch up, Jimmy.
I'm looking.
We gotta get the sound going.
Jesus, this is. Yeah.
Hold on, sound's not working for whatever reason. Oh,
there you go.
Oh, all right. No?
The hell?
You need to go in Vince's office. I was told by one of the higher-ups, you need to go in Vince's office, and you need to, like, put oil on your chest and lean into his desk and, you know, ask him. And I said, I don't do that. That's not what I do.
Now... Okay, so Francine gets told by one of the people working for Vince,
yeah,
oil up your chest, go in the office, okay? So, and Francine, right, makes a choice. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to push.
Right.
But what's lost, right? And I got a lot of respect for that, Jimmy. But what's lost in this is this. Play that video real quick again.
Oh, no. What are you doing?
You need to go. I was told by one of the higher ups, you need to go in Vince's office and you need to like put oil on your chest and lean into his desk and, you know, ask
stop
him.
Right
and,
there.
And I said, I don't do
right
that.
There. Look at that face. Is that the most bullshit face you? Oh my God.
God almighty. There you go. What are you doing?
Look, wait a minute. Wait, you got to go back a little bit, Abe. Watch the eye roll and the head pull back. Like he's so offended by what she's saying. This is overacting class 101. Everybody out there, if you want to be an overactor, this is the video to watch. Watch this again.
What are you doing? You got to get the head to this? That's perfect. He's disgusted. What's the problem? He's absolutely disgusted. It's disgusting. What is wrong with you? He probably thought to himself, he was probably picturing his own boobs being oiled up. What's the
Jimmy, one more time. I gotta watch this one more time.
Oh my God.
Overacting 101, everybody.
Not
$85 an hour.
He's smirking at you right now. You see that? Look at that. Oh my God. But wait a minute. That is 101 journalism. It's in the book. You didn't read it?
What, shake your head when you hear something? Look at this.
Tilt your head to the side.
Look, here we go.
Because you know something's coming. Yeah. Right. Tilt your head to the side, and then cock it backwards. And say, yeah, well, you know, because it's disgusting. It's revolting. I'm not going to oil anything for Vince. Well, I don't know. What is he offering?
Do you imagine if Joe Whatoday was imagine if doing? Joe Whatoday was doing the infomercial with us for Manscaped?
No. Can I say no? Am I allowed to say no? That was a great commercial. Leave it alone. What are you
great
doing?
Great stuff.
Oh, my Lord.
Mr. X goes, damn, raccoon eyes.
Raccoon eyes.
All right, one more time. Just one more time, please. It's classic.
This is unbelievable. You know what makes it better, though? You know what makes it better? The glasses. The glasses make it even more convincing.
Wait a minute. Are you accusing Joe of wearing fake glasses to seem like he's a real journalist talking to Francine about oiling her boobs?
Well, I'm not accusing him, but what I'm saying is there's a lot of... Well, maybe I am accusing him. A lot of people put on glasses and go, don't I look smarter? And you know what's weird? It usually works. I'm not sure in this case, but it usually works.
Mr. X is on fire. He goes, it doesn't take much to entertain Monty. No, I'm like a freak.
No, it doesn't.
I'm like a...
It doesn't.
I could be entertained very easily.
Mr. X is spot on that one. Spot on.
So anyway.
What a day.
Jim, what a day.
Unbelievable, dude. You're unbelievable.
Can I play it one more time? Can I just go one more time?
Like I have a choice. Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean? Put on your oil, your nipples. Oh. Unbelievable.
So, Jimmy.
Unbelievable.
On a serious
note. You know, Mike. No, on a serious note, you do realize your phone's probably going to be ringing half the night. Mike? One message after another until you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning when Vince calls to wake you up because you both have the same schedule. Get up! Wake up or I'll shit on you!
Is this the worst thing that's ever happened in wrestling? Well, let me ask you this. So, you made it clear. You want due process to be followed. You understand whatever decision's made. I've been very pro Vince McMahon, which has been pretty clear.
You think?
But do you think? Maybe a little bit. Do you think a lot of these people will talk about all the things that Vince McMahon supposedly has done? Let me ask you something. Do you believe in the Jimmy Snuka story where Jimmy was arrested for the murder of Nancy Argentina and Vince McMahon showed up at the police station with a briefcase full of money and they said, okay, you can go now, and they took the briefcase?
No. No, I don't believe that story. Do I think that there was phone calls made? Perhaps. That seems a little more feasible to me, but like Vince came with a suitcase, here you go! Okay!
Do you think Vince McMahon, who just spent all that money with his father, would have the guts to bribe an official just to get a wrestler out of trouble?
Especially
a wrestler who ends up becoming a non-entity in less than a year later, right? He goes to WrestleMania 1 and then he's forgotten after that.
Right. Also, don't forget that this is before Vince actually, like, basically mortgages his house and his kids' college tuition funds to see if he can pull off this WrestleMania thing. So, no, I don't think that Vince would be stupid enough to do something like that. But then again, you know, there's always the realm of possibility, but I heavily doubt it.
Do you think Vince McMahon used his power within the company to influence younger women, whether it be by threatening their jobs or offering them money in order to have sex with them?
Do I think he influenced them? I think that it was probably made easy for him to suggest. I could see that. But at the same time, when they're making it that easy for you, and for those of you who don't think that women like that exist out there, wake up, please. Okay? Just like the men are pigs, trust me, women can be piggy too. You know, I know, here we go again. I know we're going to get a bunch of name calling going on now, but that's just reality, okay? There's good and bad in everyone, and it doesn't matter what swings between your legs or not, okay? So do I think that there were plenty of women who have thrown themselves at Vince over the years? Absolutely. Do I think that Vince might have had to pursue a few of them to see things in a more profitable way for them? Perhaps. Sure, that's possible too. Do I know for sure? Nope.
So let me ask you this question. We had this video that we just played from Joe What a Day. Joe, thank you for allowing us to use it.
You're a good sport, Joe.
When you play that video.
He's agreeing. He's agreeing. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
He's agreeing.
When you play that video, though, is this really about Vince McMahon? It's about someone telling her to do this in order to get Vince's attention. Is that Vince's fault?
I think that I again, look, my basic summary of this whole situation with Vince is that someone saw Vince as an opportunity to get wealthy. When it got to the point that they felt that, okay, now it's no good for them, they wanted to be more wealthy. And then when they didn't get as wealthy as they wanted to be, they decided to play this game, all right? And that gets back to due process, and I want to see what happens with the due process, okay? There are no saints here. I guess, Mike, in the end, isn't that really what we're trying to say? I know that's what I'm trying to say.
I agree.
There's no saints here.
There is
there
no,
are
saints,
no saints. So stop thinking that Alice in Wonderland or Cinderella strolled in and was completely taken advantage of. That's garbage. Okay, and a judge's job, and he's going to see that too, and I'm sure that's going to factor in, that this is not the epitome of Princess Leia coming in and being completely manipulated by the evil Darth Vader. Okay? There's no innocence here coming from either side. To what degrees? That's for due process. Okay? So all the lynch mobs out there are going to have to keep that rope on standby until we know for sure in the end. And you know what's funny? Those people that are looking to lynch Vince, if they don't get 1,000% of the decision that pleases them, they're still going to be standing there with the rope. Hang him anyway.
Oh, that's the point. If he gets proven innocent or whatever else, they're going to say he paid the judge or whatever else went on, and it will just continue on and on and on. Again, I'm with you. If Vince McMahon did have mind manipulation over this girl and it's proven, or if there was some wrongdoing beyond what we think, then let the court make that decision and let it be, right?
Right, right. Absolutely.
But until then,
right.
Last thing before we go. Rumor has it Triple H is a dead man walking now. That's what the dirt sheets are reporting. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, but the dirt sheets are reporting from that bitter bird from New York, bro. Okay? And that bitter bird from New York, bro, wouldn't even have this template that people would give two craps about his opinion if it wasn't for the Vince McMahons of the world. And actually, if it wasn't for Vince McMahon, period. Okay? Mr. Russo has no validity in this business without Vince McMahon, because it's the only time that Vince Russo can say that he was part of something that was truly successful. And that's because Vince was always reeling his out of this world ideas in to the point where it would work. Okay. You're talking about a guy who later on went to WCW, put the cruiserweight belt on Medusa and had her lose it to Oklahoma, a parody of JR's real life medical condition. Don't ever tell me you're credible, bro, because you're not.
Well done. All right, man. We want to thank everybody for joining us. Jimmy, we're back in 10 with the return of the great John Cena Sr.
Excellent.
I'm very excited. It's been a long time.
Yes. Good man. Classy man.
He is a good man. And the one thing, so everybody's just aware, Mr. Cena has asked that we not speak about the Vince McMahon situation, which
Absolutely.
I totally respect and understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All good. He's a good man, and it'll be great to talk to him.
Jimmy, another great job, brother.
Thank you. You too, man. Absolutely.
All right, guys, we love you. We'll see you guys in literally 16 minutes.
Later.
Bye.